The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Tuesday, the 7th of April, and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, Kevin Kilbane expects to see younger players promoted to the first team during the Stephen Kenny era. Dublin native Kenny was handed the reins of the Republic of Ireland on Saturday, replacing Mick McCarthy. Former Dundalk boss Kenny has been managing the under-21s, and Kilbane says Jason Malumbi is an exciting prospect.
When I've spoken to Keith Andrews over the last year or two, Keith has mentioned him specifically talking about how he really likes him as in the midfield role that he's played in the 21s or wherever he's played, whether he's been playing at club level as well. I think he's got enough experience under his belt now. But he does look the obvious one. But it won't be just him. There'll be Adam Ider, of course. We'll be looking at Troy Parrott. We'll be looking at Aaron Connolly to get more game time now as well. So there's a number of players throughout the under-21 setup who, and I, as I've said to you as well, you know, we're actually looking at introducing these young players for such huge games, these playoff games. Ultimately, it can make or break a career. And that's ultimately what we're looking at here, that you're introducing these young lads in such high-profile, high-stakes games. If they don't play well, it certainly could set them back a certain while. Or, ultimately, which we certainly don't want this to happen, it could be something that's in that young player's mind whenever he's going to play in the Irish jersey going forward, that it could affect their international career or the senior international career. So I think Stephen has got to be careful in how he's actually going to introduce younger players into the squad. I think it will help that there'll be two or three going in together if that were to be the case.
Meanwhile, another former international, David Myler, has mixed views on the managerial merry-go-round.
I'm on the fence with this. Just because I would have liked to have seen Mick see it through. I'm probably old school in that regard, kind of like he deserved his opportunity at the playoff and to have a cut at the Euros. But I understand why they've done it with everything that's going on in the world. Stephen is due to take over, contracts are contracts. So Stephen Kenny's now in charge. But I would have liked to have seen Mick see it through, you know.
Liverpool have apologised for placing non-playing staff on a UK government furlough after announcing they were reversing their decision. The club admitted they'd come to the wrong conclusion after a backlash from fans. They say they'll find alternative means to pay staff. Former Reds captain Jamie Carragher says it's the right call.
I don't think any football club should do what Liverpool did. I was embarrassed as a Liverpool fan. I'm actually delighted now that they've changed their minds. What this did was it saved the club a few million pounds, which was nothing. But it embarrassed Liverpool supporters throughout the country.
The former Atletico Madrid, Real Madrid and Barcelona manager Radjan Tic has sadly died at the age of 71. The Serbian scored a famous goal for Luton Town to keep them in the first division in 1983. The Open Championship has been cancelled for the first time since 1945. Defending champion Shane Lowry will have to wait until next year to defend his title at Royal St George's. The golf calendar has been reworked, with the PGA Championship rescheduled for San Francisco in August, the US Open for New York in September, and the Masters for Augusta in November. Lowry understands that public health is a priority, and he says the claret joke is in safekeeping.
It's a weird time, isn't it? There's no Open Championship in a calendar year. It's weird, and it's something that I've never known. And, you know, it's been a long time since that has happened. But it's in safe hands for another 12 months. And, you know, I look forward to going to defending it in St. George's in 2021.
The EPCR have accused French rugby president Bernard Laporte of being disrespectful. Laporte unveiled plans for an annual Club World Cup that he says would replace the Heineken Champions Cup. But the EPCR say talks have been held about such a competition to complement the Champions Cup, but one only held every 4 years. European rugby chiefs say their sole focus is rearranging the knockout stages of this season's competitions. Now, OTB AM will start your day on the Gold Out app from 7:30 with Ger Gilroy and Owen Sheehan. Don't miss this morning's show, because we'll be speaking to the former Republic of Ireland striker Kevin Doyle about the managerial situation with the national team. Then tonight, the Classic Game Club features Ireland rugby legends Brian O'Driscoll and Ronan O'Gara on Ireland's victory over New Zealand in Chicago from 2016. We'll also hear from the former Liverpool player Neil Mellor, and we'll be speaking to BBC Match of the Day host Mark Chapman. That's your OTB brief for this morning. I'm John Duggan. Please stay safe. We'll be back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. Tune in 24/7 to OTB Sports Radio on the Go Loud app.